let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, somebody help me. What's going on in the rap beefs world?
Kendrick just dropped a 6-minute song.
So yeah, it's called Euphoria. So this is this is against Drake.
I would assume. I haven't listened to it. It just happened.
Euphoria serves as Kendrick's response to Drake's April 2024 diss tracks, Push Ups, and Tailor Made Freestyle. All right, so I guess they're telling me that Drake and Kendrick Lamar are in a beef right now.
Sure. Everyone's in a beef with Drake right now.
The internet is saying that Kendrick Lamar won.
Well, I mean,
with this
Pulitzer Prize winning lyricist.
And I would happen to agree, because guess what? I'm looking at the lyrics.
Oh.
And guess who got a shout out?
Connor Happer?
Good guess. Try again. Another one of Omaha's most famous people.
Warren Buffett.
No.
Oh.
Try one more time. One more Omaha famous person.
Well, you said Omaha, so it's not the mayor.
It is not the mayor, Josh.
No. What?
It's not the mayor.
We just saw her
yesterday. The mayor was not going to get a shout out in the Kendrick Lamar diss track. All right? So.
What a world.
What a world. What a world.
Coach Mack.
No, that would be even more funny, potentially.
That'd be cool.
That would be Bud Crawford.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Terrence Crawford. He's Terrence Horn. I'm Terrence Crawford. Yeah, I'm whooping. That's one of the bars in Kendrick Lamar's
I like it.
Songs. Apparently he got him good. That's what I'm hearing out of the rap world right now. Please listen to that and send us your reviews. I look forward to reading all of the long form pieces on the Kendrick Lamar Drake beef.
Don't just tell us good or not. Like,
yeah, tell me what happened.
Be detailed,
please.
Yeah, show your work.
We need to know what happened. Mm-hmm. That's really what we need to know about here.
I'm going to be 4 hours behind. There could be a response track and a response to that response by the time I get back to my office.
I know. Apparently, all this whole thing has cropped up in the last 30 days.
Yeah.
Jeez, we're doing. I mean.
Albums are dead.
It took Taylor Swift years to write a diss track about that Joe guy.
Well, she had to amass all that heartbreak.
Why couldn't she just put out a video on YouTube? If she really wanted to diss him that bad, we had to wait till the album? I don't even care about the Joe guy anymore.
Well, I mean, then she had to date a Nazi for a couple of weeks, and her fans said, hey, don't date a Nazi. And she's like, can't I just date a Nazi?
But she really liked that guy.
She really did.
Interesting. And she did not write a diss track about him?
She did.
Oh, she did.
And the fans who told her, you should break up with the Nazi.
And she was mad at the fans for that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So damn it, just leave me alone.
That guy's a Nazi? That's not good.
Matty Healy. I don't know anything about him other than he's in a band and might be a Nazi.
Might be. Yeah, that's different.
Okay,
all right. We don't want it. We got to be really careful here.
Do we?
I don't know what's going on. Know what's going on. All right, so here's from the text line. Text from the 402. When is Eminem going to drop another diss track? Who would Eminem be mad at? Who is mad at Eminem right now?
Yeah.
Who could possibly be mad at Eminem?
He seems just very peaceful. Roger Goodell?
He does randomly show up at sports stuff now.
Now that the Lions are good, he shows up to things.
Yeah. Maybe he'll show up at the Tigers if Tariq Skubal wins that Cy Young.
Well, I mean, he's on the bump today.
Poll question. Will Eminem show up at the presentation if Tariq Skubal wins the Cy Young?
I'm on it.
Thank you. That poll question's up at Happer Show. Unfortunately, it will be lost in the abyss because, like we said later on in the show, we will unveil our top five poll questions of the month of April. And that one won't be on there because it probably wouldn't have made the list anyway. But it's not eligible because the list is already done. It's already in the hay is in the barn, as they're saying, Josh.
That's right.
I have a question for you about Nebraska football.
Okay.
Question for you. I was thinking about this morning. Do you think that how do you think the conversation would be different surrounding Nebraska football if Dylan Raiola was not here and instead Nebraska continued forth with plan? I don't know if it's plan A, but like, you know, the path that they were on and received a commitment from Ohio State's Kyle McCord. And then they just had a spring game. Everything else is the same, right?
Okay.
The wide receivers are the same. The running backs are the same. Like, nobody, no, I don't know, maybe I guess you could make the argument that it's possible that they don't get one or two guys, you know, because of the deal. Or maybe they do get more guys because Kyle McCord came along from Ohio State. But, like, let's just, for the sake of the argument, for the sake of the conversation, let's do straight switch. Nebraska next year is going to have an experienced Big Ten quarterback who definitely lacks the top-end talent that Dylan Raiola has, but seemingly can operate in all the same, you know, all the same ways, just with the, you know, the regular stuff, the stuff that I lauded Dylan Raiola for having checked off his box like 2 months into college on Saturday at the spring game. How would the conversation be different today?
And real quick, Kyle McCord went to Syracuse.
He did end up at Syracuse.
Let me answer the question that you're asking yourself. Whatever happened?
Okay. That's a good point. That's a good thing to put out there. He ended up at Syracuse.
I think we would be not excited, but we would be pleased at the competency of the position, right? Because that's all.
Yes.
That's all we were looking for, right?
So here's the thing. That is the part, like, as the hype train gets further and further off the rails as we go into the summer here, which it will continue to do. I think we'll buy more and more into the ceiling of this team. We'll start thinking more and more about the ceiling of this team. That part would not exist if Dylan Raiola wasn't here. That part would not exist if Kyle McCord was Nebraska's quarterback. However, and I'm not talking about, I guess it relates to wins and losses, but I'm not specifically talking about that yet. However, the competency part, Nebraska's better at wide receiver. They're going to have a good defense again. They got another year deeper into the offensive line. They have a quarterback who can, you know, quickly and accurately distribute the ball to those playmakers, and Nebraska's going to be able to run it a little bit behind him. That conversation, I believe, in my mind, is the exact same. And that's the part that I'm excited about. I think we'd still be talking about Nebraska as a, whatever it is, seven, eight win team, had that still be the case. So when people, you know, you go out in public and you run into Iowa guy, or you run into Big Ten fan, or you run into National College Football fan, and you're wearing your Nebraska shirt because you always are, and they say, God, you guys only won 5 games last year. This Dylan Raiola guy must be really, really good. You tell him, yeah, I think he's really good, but that's not why I'm excited. That's not why I'm excited. He represents improvement in the quarterback position that Nebraska would have had no matter what. Is that like, because I think there's a real difference in between that and what people I think will accuse fans of, or will be the narrative on Nebraska this summer, which is, gosh, they have Dylan Raiola, and they've just put all their eggs into that basket, and they think they're going to be really good this year and all this stuff. To be fair, to be clear, that's not why I think they're going to be good. He is the quarterback. He is the quarterback, but I'm excited for competent quarterback play, and I believe that Nebraska would have that regardless of if they had Dylan Raiola, because they would have got somebody. And really, I'm just talking about straight switch Kyle McCord. If they ended up having to go down the road of the guy who ended up at Arizona State, Sam Leavitt, like, it'd be less exciting, obviously. There would be less to go off of there. But the reason that you should be excited about Dylan Raiola is because he does all the normal quarterback things. And the reason we will continue to be excited about him, because there's more meat on that bone, like there's a higher ceiling, is because of specifically that. That space in which you go from the regular stuff, the boxes that every quarterback needs to check and every experienced quarterback should check, to, oh my God, this guy could really take you to a new level. That part is the part that I don't even think we've got to yet.
Yeah, I think this season, the important part is the floor.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like, hey, let's see what this coaching staff can do with a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over at
yes.
a world record pace.
Yes. And I think that would be in play whether or not Dylan Raiola was your quarterback.
Right.
Hell, it might even be in play if Henrik Harburg was mm-hmm. your quarterback. I'd be less excited about it. I'd be less sure about it. But I think that'd be in play even if Henrik Harburg was the quarterback this year. I don't, like I said, I think that's a more difficult situation to get excited for. But, I mean, we saw him play on Saturday and, you know, heard good things about it. Like, he's definitely a year further along in his development. Do
God,
I?
When was the last time we saw
a quarterback get better?
Noticeable well, development.
Yeah,
like
I know.
That?
It's a great question, Josh. I mean, that's another great thing about what they have going. So, honestly, that's a perfect point because that is not only representative at the quarterback position; it is representative of the entire roster. You are now starting to get to the point where you have confidence that whoever goes in there for Nebraska is going to be up to at least a certain standard. Nebraska had, we had spent so much time over the last, you know, whatever, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 years, whatever. As the depth got thinner and thinner and as the talent got thinner and thinner at Nebraska, putting all of our eggs into the basket of one specific player or two specific players. If they lose this guy, they're bleeped, was a common refrain for the last half a decade now, right? If they lose, I don't know what they'd do without this guy. I don't know what this season would be like if not for this guy. I don't think that's going to be a thing anymore. I'm not, obviously Nebraska would be a lot worse off if Dylan Raiola wasn't their quarterback, like if he got hurt at some point this year, or if Ty Robinson was out, mm-hmm. or if, Nash Hutmaker was out, or one of the offensive linemen, like they'd be a lot worse off. I'm not saying it doesn't make them a worse team, but I have enough confidence that they'll be able to like and the greater you know mass of the program can fill up for some of those spots, and the guy that they plug in there isn't such a huge hole that it gets taken advantage of every single time. So like that's the reason why I'm doing this segment, because I wanted to get it out there, like what. Don't put it on the internet that I'm excited about a different thing that I'm excited for. I am excited for that. I think this team will be good because of that. I think this team will be good because the program is another year along under Matt Rhule, and they'll be able to do just regular normal things that regular normal offenses do. And they'll have a pretty good defense to go on top of that. That is the base level. That is the core of my excitement. Then you could get yourself carried away on the ceiling. But that part is only exclusive to Dylan Raiola. That part is exclusive to Dylan Raiola. The rest of it is everything. And Nebraska, I probably would have picked Nebraska to win 7 or 8 games this year if they didn't get Dylan Raiola. If they ended up with Kyle McCord.
Like, so your win expectancy is the same.
My win expectancy is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. And then what you get with the ceiling is like, all right, the real top end stuff. And if some of those break your way, then great. And if some of the, you know, if he ends up, if his arm talent is so good and it ends up hurting mm-hmm. him and they put too much on his shoulders and he throws too many picks his first year, then it goes back down to that floor. But the competency, just once again, for the second consecutive day, this is my big takeaway from the spring game. Like, it's the competency part. It's not really anything. It's not about the extreme talent level of Dylan Raiola. I don't think in my mind, we haven't got to that part yet. And maybe he won't be able to really show it until we're further and further down the line. But yeah, I'm excited for the little stuff. Jesse writes in.
Hi, Jesse.
On the text line. He says, inject Adrian Martinez into this year's offense. Well, see, that's a fun game.
Oh.
I mean, see, that's basically what I'm asking, though. How would you feel if any other quarterback was in the position that Dylan Raiola gets to be in this year? Because I would argue that the position that Dylan Raiola gets to be in this year is the best position that any Husker quarterback has had since 2018 Adrian Martinez. Since freshman year Adrian Martinez.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd
have to agree with you there.
Now, the question, I guess, is which version of Adrian Martinez is it? You know, but like a general amalgamation of all the 4 years or the 5 years of Adrian Martinez. I think he has success, and I think they probably win seven, eight games this year, you know, with Adrian Martinez as the quarterback. And maybe he wouldn't, you know, I don't think he would turn the ball over quite as much, and they would still run it and do some stuff with him. But like, cause I said the same thing even for Heinrich Harburg. What if you put Tanner Lee in this year's offense? What if you put Joe Gans in this year's offense? Like we could, that's honestly a kind of a fun fantasy football game, Josh, that we could like play. Like, how would you feel about this team if you just did a quick add subtract Dylan Raiola, add blank Husker quarterback from the past to this team? What's your win total? That's a fun game because yeah. I in my mind, they're all, well, I shouldn't say all because I think there have been some that have been lower, but they'd all be pretty close. They'd all be pretty close.
What? You'd have to get pretty far down the line before I thought that they wouldn't make a bowl game.
Yeah. Yes. That's a good one. That's a good one. How far could you get down the line for you to say, this is a 4-win team this year? I don't even know if Nebraska's had a quarterback that bad to like. I'm talking about quarterbacks to start the season. I want to talk about like Zach Darlington. I'm talking about quarterbacks like. This guy was going to be your quarterback this year.
Zach Darlington. Sorry. Reference on the show.
Yeah, catching strays. Sorry, Zach. Riker Fife, whatever. You know? So if you go back, you know, just, you know, year over year here, last year, the conversation starts at Jeff Sims.
Mm.
See, that's a tough one to answer.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's a tough one to answer. I mean, I would make the argument, though, that Nebraska, from an operational standpoint, the apparatus of the offense is in a much better position this year. With that being said, you do have to not fumble every time. So that's kind of a problem.
That's a big problem, I would say.
I would say a big problem as well, mm-hmm. Josh. Okay, so then go back, 2022, Casey Thompson.
Yeah, I think they make a bowl game. Sure.
Adrian Martinez.
Bowl game.
Tanner Lee. Would he throw as many pick sixes? Now, they had a crap defense, but you're giving him a better defense.
You're giving him a
much better defense in 2024.
I think it would be better than last year.
It would definitely be better than 2017. Tommy Armstrong. 4 years of Tommy Armstrong.
Definitely. I think he could get a few of those YOLO balls to work.
Definitely. I mean, now we're getting back to the point, so I don't want to go too much farther, because now we're getting back to the point where those teams actually did have pretty comfortable apparatuses, mm-hmm. or like they had playmakers and stuff like that, right? So I don't want to go too much further down the line, but yeah, I would. That's the point. I would go. My argument is that Dylan Raiola enters Nebraska in his freshman year, in the best position. With the best. I don't know if it's the best supporting cast. Maybe it is the best supporting cast. With the best supporting cast offensively that any quarterback of the last. From Frost era on has had, or from Mike Riley era on, maybe sans Tommy 2015 or 16.
How many wins is Patrick O'Brien getting this?
Yeah, man. Like we could add, like that Patrick O'Brien could win some games. They won five with Heinrich Harburg, Jeff Sims, and Chuba. last year.
That's right.
You know, and that wasn't even close to what they're going to be this year from an offensive skill position standpoint, right? So that is why I'm excited. Don't put it on the internet that I'm excited about any other parts. I'm excited about that part. All right, to the text line. Actually, we can get to some of these on the other side. I want to get to your guys' responses on that because I don't know, I weirdly thought about that this morning. So we'll get to that. Alan Bell will join us at the bottom of the hour. Your thoughts coming up on the other side in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But a reminder to check out 1620thezone.com/tornado relief, as of course we are recovering from the storms over the weekend. You know, people without their homes and their property, all coming together as we as Omahans do. If you need more information, please feel free to donate. We have links there for you. 1620thezone.com/tornado relief. We'll be back after this.